Winston's boys, one of three undefeated teams, at least in Class 1, as we go into the Christmas break. And Eric Lewis is head basketball coach of Winston. Since we visited last, Winston's had three games. I think the North Harrison game was the third of that week, and it was the second of a back-to-back. You'd have Polo the previous night and beat North Harrison. Beat North Harrison 69-15. And while it was a comfortable win, I don't know if you were ever threatened, because they're not a great matchup to Winston right now. They are significantly better.
Yeah, they showed that. And, you know, Randy Reinhart led them with nine that night. But I think our pressure, our D, you know, that's something that they weren't quite used to seeing every day in practice. And we were able to pull away, had a comfortable lead at halftime. But, you know, they kept playing hard for Coach Smedley. And, you know, hats off. You know, to get them to keep playing hard whenever you're falling behind a young team, you know, playing against a pretty veteran Winston team, I was impressed with their heart. They kept playing hard for us. We had pretty balanced scoring. You know, Cy Youthy dropped 13 and Griffin Harris 9, and then the two Lewis brothers threw in, you know, their normal 13 to 20 points type of thing. So good balanced scoring. We didn't get a lot of cardio in that night.
Had Grundy County then the next Tuesday, beat Grundy County 83 to 28, who the way I understand it, they're even a little younger team than what North Harrison is.
Yeah, they are, and they've I think they'll have some good matchups with each other this year. The Gann boy, you know, he's tall, thin, explosive. He can shoot a three or penetrate. You know, he's a player to watch develop. I think he had 16 against us, and he had 12, I think, in the first half, and we weren't very happy about that. And, you know, I think we held him to 4 in the second half. So we did a lot better job defensively. They had 19 in the first half and 9 in the second half. You know, that was something we stressed, that even when we went to the bench, we expected a better defensive effort than what we've gotten a time or two whenever we subbed this year. But, you know, Craig shot the three really well in the two or three quarters he played. I think he dropped 7 threes. But Sayuthi, another sophomore, came in and dropped 18. He played well. And we've been getting that, even though, you know, it doesn't always show up in the papers as not double figures. We've been having several kids with 7, 8 points. And we had, you know, our seventh man, Logan Caldwell. He dropped 8 that night in the fourth quarter alone, still playing against a lot of Grundy starters. So, you know, that was a good growing moment for him.
Okay, a Gilman City game was postponed until mid-January, so it meant that you had a little time off. And I'm not sure what your practice schedule had to be with, you know, with some deteriorating weather days. But anyway, you had Bishop LeBlanc that was last night at NCMC. I think they had tried – the way they schedule that is they try to get some, you know, matchups that will pique some interest and put them in a late game. So, you know, I would guess that you probably have some atmosphere, probably have some crowd, interaction within that game, and a good opponent, you know, record excluded, you know, just based on the schedule that they play. And it turned out to be close ball game, 64-59, a game you had to come back to win.
Yeah, you know, it was an exciting atmosphere, and that's one of the reasons people like to go over there to NCMC, see different opponents on a big floor, the college environment. And there was a lot of scouting coaches and a lot of teams, you know, overwatching. We waved to the North Andrew boys. You know, they came and watched us. We went and watched them. It was a fun atmosphere. We also lost the Green City game last Saturday to weather, so we hadn't played for 10 days. And it is hard to stay in game condition and game sharp, just practicing yourselves. And it showed up. LeBlanc had played two games in that stretch while we were sitting in practice. They had played St. Joe Christian and Excelsior Springs, and they shot really well, and they were sharp. And I didn't feel, you know, they played good defense, you know, better than most Class 1 schools we see. They hedge really well on their screens, and they're athletic. They don't have a big man, so it was a good matchup for us. They shot the three real well, and we had a halftime lead, but in the third quarter, we just didn't play well. It was the first time we've gone into a fourth quarter this year behind by a couple, and we showed a little bit of heart, finally got a little spurt. We're known for having a few offensive spurts. We finally had a little 7-0 spurt, and then it was a matter of ball control and free throws. Craig rattled off 9 out of 11 there late, and the other boys shot pretty well, and we held on for a win. But it was a great game to grow on, Stuart. We had a lot of double-digit wins, and here was one where we could be behind late game and have to execute and have a little pressure on us. So it easily could have gone the other way. So good game to go into Christmas, and then we'll build upon it next week in practice.
Well, considering, and I'm just asking because of what he scored, because he had 19, was this the did you look to emphasize Griffin Harris in this game, or did he just play well? Or
They put a lot of pressure on the perimeter, and our guards were able to find him one-on-one down in the low post, and he picked up a few rebounds as well. But it was a good game for Griffin. A lot of people don't know about that, but we do have a 6'3 guy down in the low post, and he's got a little baby hook kind of on a rebound to put back, and he can protect the ball pretty well. So he does some good things for us down there, and we've been getting good balance scoring, as I said earlier. Saxton Plyley also dropped in 8. He had 8 early, and then he stayed out of foul trouble and gave us good defense the whole half as well.
All right. Well, you've got now a break that will last until January 3rd. So is it a matter, do you try to get better in this interim? Do you just try to maintain and don't lose anything? Or how do you generally attack these breaks?
Well, of course, it's a little different in this last stretch of my coaching career. This is a group that I've coached since grade school, off and on, and a lot of the program we've been putting in for 10 years, and there's been a lot of repetition of drills and offenses. So I, one of the things I think I'm going to do is I'm going to add a couple new things over Christmas to challenge them a little bit, something new that we'll work on to maybe show when we come out of break, a new offense here or there, something to keep things exciting. And, I think we'll probably try to get even into a little bit better physical condition. And we come out of Christmas break that week with a couple games, but the week after that's the Osmer tournament, and we're going to have something different there, and we're splitting into two groups. We're having a varsity team and a JV team playing that tournament. So I've kind of been using that as a carrot with the boys, letting everybody know there's playing time coming right after Christmas to keep attendance up and everybody working hard. So we kind of set ourselves up well with this LeBlanc game, and we'll get a good week of practice and then come back in the first half of January with that two-team tournament.
Okay, that's Eric Lewis. He's head basketball coach at Winston.